Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Tuesday, and welcome to the show. And hopefully everybody's having a beautiful day. Yeah, today I've been kind of rushed. This morning I got an email. Let me back up a little bit. Ancestry.com had a special on do the DNA test to see what part of the world you were from. And so I thought, well, I've always been curious. I had a pretty good idea, you know, family traditions and, you know, distant relatives in different parts of the world. And I thought, well, I'm just curious if that's accurate, if there's something that's really there or not there. So I did the test a few weeks ago. So I got an email this morning with the results. And I thought it was fascinating. Now, what it proves to me in a lot of ways is that we're not just one thing. You know, we're not one thing. And to some degree, they can't identify a specific country because they do it by regions. And so let me explain mine, and I'll take some calls, and we'll talk a little bit more, and we'll talk to some ancestors. If there's any famous people that you want to get a message from, somebody mentioned that yesterday, and I had a couple in the chat room go, hey, what about what's his name, and so we did that, and I had fun with that. So let's have some fun today. So I'll have some callers. So if there's anybody famous that you want to hear from or what's going on with them that just passed, you know, or your ancestors. And then I have some articles, but I was going to share this about my ancestry thing because it's kind of fun. And where is it? I was going to tell you about this because it's fascinating. And the results back, it's 100%. So I'm 100% European. I thought, well, maybe there was some Jewish or some other things or whatever. But no, it came back. Actually, it came back at 101%. So there must be some roundups somewhere, you know, like point. Like it could be Eastern European, could be 38.7, and then the rest of them round up. So Eastern European, which is, and I won't get into all the gory details on this because I thought it was kind of fascinating, which takes in Poland, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic a little bit, and a little bit of the Ukraine, that whole general region, because, you know, this supposedly goes back your DNA 1,000 years or more. It's not just like last 100 years. So it goes back, and the DNA testing goes way back in your history. So Western European, which included France, Belgium, Liechtenstein, Germany, and a couple other countries all thrown into the Western European. But my family ancestor, I think, is from France. But you never know what that 26% is made up of, but it's Western European. But the next one I thought was really cool was Ireland, 16%. Now that could be Welsh, Irish, or Scottish. So I got that little Welsh thing, that stuff going, Celtic thing, Gaelic thing, whatever the proper word is. The next one really surprised me. And I can see it and I get it. And it's Scandinavia, which is Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, one of those regions. So a little bit of Viking. So I was reading a little bit and they said, well, you know, the Swedes and the Vikings and they call them the Goths invaded Eastern Europe. So I can see where that happened. You know, they came running down there and did all kinds of things, crazy things. And then there was some minor ones, like Great Britain, 4%, which could have been English or Irish or English or Wales, Welsh. That's could have been part of that. And then the Iberian Peninsula, which is Spain and Portugal, 3%. And then the other one was Finland or Northwest Russia, 1%. And then I have 1% either Italian or Greece. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So 100% European, there's no other thing at it, it doesn't really make a difference. But I thought it was kind of a fascinating thing. So if you're interested, do that. There's other companies that do that too. They're more expensive because they break down, I think it's 1, 2, 3, something or other. And they actually break down your genetic structure as to disease, potential diseases. No, I didn't want to go there. I'll leave that one alone, right? Okay. We're not getting it. You know, I'm old enough now that I kind of went, I don't want to deal with potential diseases, you know, whatever. I'm going to, you know, don't want to bring that kind of mindset into it. Okay, so I'm taking some calls, and we'll do that. I do have an Abraham quote that I want to give you, and it's related. No, let me do the quote. I know you're holding from 509, 253, and 561. I'll be with you in about a minute. Let me do this one quote, because I think it's from the Abraham material from 2009 in The Vortex, which is a book. Well, it's actually a book and CDs and so forth. But I think this is really cool because it kind of explains how we attract people into our lives. If you're looking for a relationship, think about this one, okay? The thoughts that I think determine the relationship I attract. The thoughts that I think determine the relationship I attract. You are the thinking, vibrating attractor of your experience, and the thoughts you think determine everything about your life that you live. But it puts a lot of emphasis on your thoughts. I tie in the emotions, but we won't get into that aspect of it. As you turn your attention toward the positive aspects of the personalities and behaviors of others of whom you share your planet, you will train your point of attraction in the direction of only what you desire. Not only does the power of your thought determine which people make their way into your life, but the power of your thought determines how they behave once they get there. Now, that's an amazing thought. Now, think about that one for a moment. Just, you know, you're trying to attract the love in your life, right? So your thoughts, your point of it. Okay, let me go back over that one real quick, and then I'll take some calls. As you turn your attention to the positive aspects of the personalities and behaviors of others of whom you share your planet. So if you focus on the positive aspects of people, I want somebody who's kind and generous and blah, 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 and behaviors. Okay? I want somebody who's a lot of fun, who laughs a lot. So if that's your focus, that's what you're going to attract. So that will train your point of attraction in the direction of what you desire. Not only does the power of your thought determine which people. Now, you could do the opposite, because I've been writing about the opposite to some degree. If you think about the negative things in people, if you're always whining and complaining about the negative in people, well, he was a complainer, he was this, he was abusive, he was that, he was, or she, you know. Okay, so if you're always talking about the negative in people, the negative about relationships, that's what you're going to attract. You wonder, people wonder, well, why do I attract the same kind of person? Well, that's what you think about. That's what your thoughts are on. Your thought about the negative. So you have to let go of the negative. You have to let go of the old person, that person that didn't treat you the way you wanted to treat it. He was lazy, and he was this, and he was that. Don't think about that stuff anymore. Let it go. Okay, so that's the principle from Abraham, the law of attraction principles. So think about it. When you start thinking about what you want in a relationship, don't go back to the old ones. Don't go back to what didn't work for you, what you didn't like. Think about what you want. You use that old one that didn't work for you and all those personalities and those quirks and those behaviors. He was never on time and I hated that. Well, I want somebody who's prompt and always on time and always responsible, right? That's a positive behavior. Think about the positive behavior of what you're looking for and that set of the negative behavior. Okay, I'm going to take some calls. Simple principle. Not always easy to do, though. Yeah, it's easy to get into that wine session, the W-H-I-N-E, wine session about the past ones. And that just attracts more like the past ones. Okay, 509, then 253, and then 561. Hello? Oh, you're not there. 509, you've been holding a while. Oh, are you there? You missed me?
Yes.
Should I put you
Hello?
Back on hold? No, I shouldn't. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Clear as a bell. Hello?
Sorry about
Hello?
That. I'm trying to multitask as well.
You break into an Adele song in a moment here, huh?
So, what do you mean?
Well, hello.
Oh.
You ever heard that song?
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
who am I speaking to?
To Erica. And
so what's going on,
Erica? To connect.
With?
I just would like changes, and I was hoping to connect with Jenny Rivera.
Who's that?
A singer. She passed away.
Ah. When did she pass away, do you know? I'm trying to get to the energy here.
December of 2012.
Ginny, what did she sing?
She was like a Hispanic, like, I don't know, kind of like Mexican country, I would say.
Mexican
yeah.
country. Okay, so what question would you, if you had to ask her a question, what would you ask her?
Pretty much just for like advice as to my current situation. I'm sure she already knows without going
okay.
into detail.
Gory details. No gory details, huh?
Without going
okay,
into
so,
details.
Okay, well, let me see what I get because I don't ever know. Okay, and I can't promise you absolutely we'll communicate, but I'll give you what I get, and you can go, that sounds crazy, or I can connect with that. Either way, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because sometimes who you ask for is not who comes through. Sometimes it's a great-great-grandmother who just going, okay, so what do I get? What's the message do I get for you? Okay, the first thing I'm hearing is take it really slow. That and something about stop or don't step on toes, and I think what don't agitate people, don't step on toes, don't create agitation. It feels like you're going through something, and I think what I'm trying to get the message is that you go through this, you have to take your time, go through slowly. Don't, as you go through whatever you're processing through, be very careful in not agitating other people or not upsetting other people. You have a very strong personality and a very diligent personality, but don't let your personality get in the way of what you want to achieve. Does that make any sense to you? I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there. That's what I got. Does it mean anything to you?
I think
no?
so.
Yes?
The part where don't agitate, as in, like, don't piss people off.
I totally get that.
Because I'm trying to go through a breakup, but he doesn't understand that that's the best for both.
He doesn't get it, huh?
Yeah,
so you don't want to agitate him too much as you go through this, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking like I found that money is his weak spot. So if I ask for money, I feel like he's going to be like, bye, because, you know, I'm not going to pay for your bills type of thing. So I think that's where the agitation.
Yeah, don't agitate him.
I'm asking.
Okay,
but,
so that's it. Just take this slow is really what she's trying to tell you. Don't rush through this to get what you want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush through it. Just take it time. Take it slow because you'll get there. But you have to. It feels like if you push him too hard to break up, he's going to make it really difficult on you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right.
Okay. I've been wanting this for a while, a few months
You've been wanting it.
I'm considering him.
Does that mean does he want it?
No.
Okay, well, that's what you have to take your time for, because he doesn't want this. Even though you want it, doesn't mean he wants it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you have to kind of take your time on this thing. Don't rush it, because you have to pull him. You have to kind of pull him through this, not push him, but pull him through this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Sounds good. Yeah.
It?
Yep.
It's not easy.
Thank you.
But you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just take your time. Okay.
Okay,
be well.
Thanks.
Okay. You're
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, relationships. How fun is that? Okay, got a call, a couple calls, 253-561, and now we got another one, 818. So let me do this in order. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi there.
I did the Ancestry.
You did?
38 Ireland and 35 Great Britain and 27 other.
You're just like Irish. I mean, you're UK all the way, right?
I like that. UK all the way.
Yeah, that's only a part of mine. A smaller percentage of mine was that.
Yes, I'm a UKer. I was hoping, well, I know you got another caller, so when you're ready to channel, can we do Jim Belushi?
Jim or John?
I don't know why he came. Whichever one died.
Jim or John. That's John. You wrote that yesterday, and I tried to write back to you that it's John,
yeah,
not Jim.
I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, it's definitely a John Belushi. He died in 1981, I think. I remember when he died.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the question for John?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why he came in my head. Yeah, just what he would do different, or what he would be great.
What he would do
didn't
different.
Change. Yeah.
Okay. Let me let me just see if I can tap into that energy and see what I get. Okay.
Okay.
Change. I wouldn't change anything. I liked my life. I had fun. I was playful. I was enjoying myself. I may have died early, but I went out with a flame. I didn't really plan to live to be an old man. I just came in to entertain, have fun, and enjoy life, and to, you know, burn out and set a rust out. There's no regrets. There's no sorry I did it when I did it. Sorry I went out the way I went out. It was just the ball, the whole thing, you know, drugs, sex,
wow,
and rock and roll. We don't always come in as saints, you know. We don't always want to be saints. We don't always want to be holier than thou. No. We want to have fun. Now, I'm not saying you should do that or anybody else should do that. That was my life path. But I entertained a lot of people, and I still entertain a lot of people. See, look at the old work, and they still laugh, and they still have fun with it, right?
Mm-hmm. We love you.
So don't, you know, I have no regrets. Now, don't think I should have regrets.
Oh, no, I don't think you should.
No, but some people think, well, you lived a wild life. Don't you regret living your wild life? And no, not at all. No. The only thing I would look at from my life and what I had to review when I came onto this side was possibly people that I might have hurt emotionally and physically. Some of the rambunctiousness hurt other people. And
mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I would say I would have changed about. And I would, when I come back in, is changing that I wouldn't hurt other people. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. But other than that, it was a great time. It was fun.
But yeah, the 80s were fun.
I would encourage people to have some fun. Don't get so uptight about life. Don't think life has to be all that serious all the time, because you're there to have fun. You're there to enjoy lives. You don't have to be crazy. You don't have to be out there on the edge all the time. But you never know. You just never know what tomorrow, you know, live in the moment, have some fun with the moment. You know, you always like to plan, well, 20 years from now, I'm going to have some fun. In 20 years when I retire, I'm going to have some fun. Well, what if you don't make 20 years? What if you only make 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bus with your name on it, the front of a bus. That's a joke. You know that, right? Right?
Well, yeah.
So
yeah.
You never know, you know, disease gets everyone at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have fun. I'll leave you at that. And so, you know, you can plan for the future. You can put money aside. You can do all these things that, you know, it's kind of funny. You're going to put all your money aside and give it to your children that don't appreciate it.
True.
I'm laughing. I'm joking with you folks. So have fun. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, was that what you wanted?
Sure, that was nice.
Yeah, he was
Thank
kind of like,
you.
he was very forceful about this attitude of go out and have some fun. What do you do? What are you guys doing? Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is that felt like him at all?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so
yeah,
I'm going to
well,
take on some other callers.
But yeah.
I know, but
yeah.
That was the energy. I just felt him. You know, the picture I kept seeing is a samurai delicatessen guy, you know, chopping up the sandwich. Ah! That's the picture I kept seeing, you know, samurai
yeah.
guy, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Be well. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun. I like people like I actually was channeling him more than I expected to. I didn't think I would ever channel anybody like that, but well, that's the way it came in. I mean, he just kind of popped in, jumped in. Okay, here we go. Have fun with that, right? Really, seriously. He has a good energy now. I can tell that he has a really good energy in the non-physical world. That's really kind of a fun energy, energetic, kind of, you know, like trying to encourage people to enjoy their lives. And from this side, that side to this side. Okay, a couple more calls. 561 and 818. Okay, here we go. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you? This is Lena.
Oh, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I want to see if you can connect with my mom. I really enjoyed that last one. I got a kick out of it.
Good. What's your mother's name and when did she pass?
Grace, and she passed in 2005.
Ah. Okay, let me see if I get anything from her. Grace, 2005. Dear one, you worry too much. You really do worry too
yeah.
much. Why are you worrying so much about life? You have to trust that I have your back. That I'm there for you. That if you need something, I will open up my pocketbook in a figurative sense. What she's saying is she's going to open up her pocketbook. She's going to give you something. It's like
mm-hmm.
I think the picture she's giving me is like a mother that has everything in her pocketbook. You need some candy? I got some candy. If you need this, I got that. So, yeah, just ask her for your help. Ask her for help. She's there for you. That's what she's trying to tell you. That you worry too much. You don't rely on us being your ancestors to help you to get through situations. So you need to talk to us, them, more, because they will assist you in overcoming whatever challenges you have in your life. So there, she's got, it's so cute. She's got this purse and everything's in the purse, right? Money, candy, whatever you need. So just ask. She'll give it
mm-hmm.
to you. Okay? Okay?
Okay. All
kind of,
right.
Kind of fun. I mean, she's like, okay, I got my purse. What do you want? What do you want in the purse? What are you asking her for?
Okay.
What do you want? What do you want her to help you with? What do you want her to help
you with? Oh, I need a new job. I need a job. I need a good man. I need a new home. I need a lot of things.
Okay. Well, maybe the job's first, right? Okay. So
yeah,
she'll help you with.
Actually,
she'll help you with the
job.
Yeah, she'll help you with the job first, and then the man can come after that, okay?
Yeah, I always feel better when I'm, you know, more secure in myself, you know, like
yeah.
working to attract somebody.
Yeah. She'll help you,
most
okay?
Most people, I think, are. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
She's got some names in the purse she's going to set up for you, okay?
Okay, great.
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It was like this big black purse. I don't know if that's appropriate, and you can tell me in the chat room if that's appropriate for you or her. It's a big black. You know what? I don't think it was that big. It was kind of medium-sized purse. It was one of these long purses that was about maybe 6 to 8 inches deep. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. An 818. Okay, anybody in the chat room, you're in the chat room, any famous person that you want to get a message from, we can do that. Or a relative. You can give me a first name and when they passed, if it was a relative, we can do that too. An ancestor. I should talk to my father sometime. See if he wants to talk to you guys. My physical father from, yeah. Maybe I should ask him about this ancestry things and see if he agrees with it. Okay, 818. Okay. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello?
George?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Adriana.
I recognize your voice, to be honest.
Can you channel David Bowie?
Can I channel David Bowie?
I did a painting of him, and I wanted to know what he thought.
Okay, well, let's see what I get. David Bowie, let's see if he's around. Liked the interpretations. Felt it was a bit abstract. Well, I don't know why he says that, but he felt it was a bit abstract. But he liked the interpretation. Something about the emotions, it could have been a little bit more expressive as to emotions, but he would give you a B+. Okay?
Okay. Cool. All right.
That makes any sense to you at all. But he liked, he thought it was abstract. He liked the abstract. He liked the rendition. But I kind of got that message that it's something about the emotion. There could have been more emotion in the faces. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Cool.
B+.
Thank you.
That's good. That's good.
That's fine. Thank you, George.
Oh, stop for a second, because I think he wants you to do somebody else. He wants you to do somebody else, an artist, a musician who's not dead.
All right.
He wants you to do Peter Townsend.
Okay.
The who?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's what I get.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Be well.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know. I don't know why Peter Townsend. I also see Kurt Cobain, too. Oh, I wonder what Kurt has to say today. Well, that's weird, huh? Kurt Cobain, what does he have to say? Anybody interested at all in Kurt? I don't know if you guys are interested in him at all. I mean, you get all these people coming through. They all kind of, they're all lining up now. So let me do that, because I don't think he wants his picture painted, but I think he wants to say something. Okay, I'm going to do this, and if you're listening to me and you think this is cool, if you don't think it's cool, if you think it's kind of crazy, that's okay. I'm just going to give you what I get. I always think you guys determine, does it feel right or doesn't feel right? Okay? If that makes sense. Obviously, suicide is not the easiest way to go, and that suicide left a lot of discomfort and a lot of pain on your side. But I was in a lot of pain, emotional pain. My life had suddenly moved out of control, and I was lost. I had a lot going on. Success was not what I wanted. I just wanted to be creative. I just wanted to express myself. I wanted to express emotions of frustration and anger. People turned that into adulation. And how I affected other people was not necessarily the intention was. It was to make people aware of the contrast in that the anger and the frustration was a release, but I was also showing people the pain from doing that. And that to avoid that, but I set off a group of people and a generation of people who decided that anger and frustration and was the way to deal with their issues and their problems. And that was not necessarily my intention. And my intention was to release, express myself, and perhaps help people to see something else by expression. Hopefully that you understand what I'm trying to tell you about the way I went about. Now, suicide is not the way out. I admit to it now, and being on this side, looking at that side, I realize that suicide is not the escape that that it could have been handled differently, and the next time it will be handled differently. And I will not put myself in the next reincarnation in that kind of situation. I would ask anyone in your society now who's having a very difficult time with their emotions and very difficult time finding their way and coping with the pressures of society to seek help, to seek guidance, seek wisdom, seek a way out that doesn't end the earthly condition, but helps you to cope with all of the difficulties and coping with the behaviors that led to that escape or could lead to that escape. So get help. In so many words, get help. I didn't do that to set an example. It was my own personal thing, my own personal escape. And looking back on it, there probably should have been a different way of handling it. But that was the course. That was the journey. But get help. Thank you for listening. Okay, I'm back. Oh, that was pretty intense. Very intense. Okay, so what are we doing next? Okay, I'm kind of like, wait a minute, I'm going to come out of that one. Yeah, I can feel the emotion. And I can feel there was a lot of love in that expression, too. It wasn't all negative. It was all love, but it was love for, yeah, don't go down that road. Stay away from that road. Get help. So if you're feeling that energy, and I think the point what he was making is, which is really interesting, was I wasn't setting an example of how to live your lives, how to get out of a problem, and that's the regret. If you want to use that word. Okay, we're done. Okay, so what am I doing next? Okay, so I was going to take any other calls. Anybody wants to talk to any dead people, okay, or ancestors? Anybody else that want to hear from either a famous person? That was pretty intense. The Kurt one is pretty intense. The John Belushi one was more fun. Yeah, people ended their lives early. And it seems like a lot of people that come through for some reason didn't live to 85 years old, that had a short life and want to express why they had a short life, you know, famous people, and maybe kind of give you guidance on maybe not living a short life, but getting help or whatever it might be. Okay, I have some articles. Anybody else want to get a message from somebody who's passed, that either an ancestor or a famous person? If not, no, I don't think I'm going to channel my father. I think I'll let that go, my physical father. I think I will. I could do that. No. I'm waiting for you guys to see if there's anybody else that you wanted to hear from that's famous, because I'm kind of on that track mentally right now. If not, I will get into an article or two. I got a few minutes left. Okay. Yeah, that was a very emotional one. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna jump into an article. It's from lifehack.com in the psychology section. Kelly Seal is a writer, publicist, and author of the book Date Expectations, A Guide to Changing Your Dating Life and Finding Real Love. How cool is that, huh? And the article, this is how you can tell if a woman is interested in you. Now, I was thinking that most of the people I listen to my show, higher percentage from the statistics I saw, were women. But that's cool, because you might want to think of this in terms, if you're interested in meeting somebody, maybe you need to put these things out there. Maybe this is what men need to see from you, if that makes sense. I know I'm off on a whole different tangent here, but it's kind of changed the energy around a little bit. And so think about this as a woman. And, you know, this is how to connect with a man, because we're different. We're, you know, we're odd creatures, right? Men aren't very odd creatures, correct? Okay, there's a difference between, okay, she looks for ways to connect with you. Ooh, that's different, isn't it? There's a difference between asking general questions to be polite and being genuinely curious. If a woman is interested, she will try to connect with you emotionally. She'll want to know how you feel about things. So good point, right? Women, okay, out there trying to connect. If you're not, you know, or reconnect, really, about your feelings. Not just your favorite movies and music. If she shares a personal story with you, it's her way of letting you know she's interested. So that's kind of like opening up, right? If you're willing to open up to a man, a personal story about emotions, attraction starts with paying attention to the details, voice, gestures, eye contact, and body language in general. If she's attracted to you, she will communicate it. She will take notice. So take notice and reciprocate. So you express interest in a man or a woman. If you're a man, that's how she communicates, not just verbally, but also through body language and eye contact and gestures. So women, think about that. How is your voice? And what are your gestures and your eye contact? I'm not going to get into all the details, and they don't have all the details on how to do that, but you can look that up. You know, body language and all that good stuff. Lots of articles on body language. Laughs, listens, talks are fully present. A good way to tell if she's attracted and not just laughing at your jokes out of kindness is whether or not she is distracted or fully present and engaged. Now, that would be, I would reverse that around for women and say, okay, if you really like somebody and a man, be fully engaged, be really there with him. Okay. If she's looking around the room at her glass of wine or commenting on her food, she's not that interested. On the other hand, if she's asking a lot of questions, is fully engaged in conversation with you, and even mimics your voice or gestures, you know, that's that body language thing, and I've studied that quite a bit. It's your body language. What body are you mimicking the man, or is she mimicking you? I'm trying to do it both ways here. Are you mimicking him? If he's crossing your legs or you're crossing your legs, if you know, the little signs, and it comes naturally. You don't have to actually think about it. If you're starting to connect with somebody, you do that automatically. If you're not, maybe you're not connecting. Studies have shown that when two people feel attraction, they tend to imitate each other to show affection. Think about that. Is he following your lead? Is, you know, if you have your hands in your hair, does he take his hands to his face? If you lean on your chin a little bit, if he's moving, you know, so watch for those things and you'll know if he's connecting with you or not. Or as a man, you would know that she's connecting with you the same, in the same patterns. Texts or calls you back right away. A sure sign she's interested if she is quick to respond to you. Or if she reaches out and initiates conversation, most women who aren't interested let calls go to voicemail or take hours or days to respond to texts. Ooh, ow, I've been there. I know that one. Oh, ooh, that one hurts. Also, if she flirts and tries to gauge with you over text, like pointing out something that reminded her of your date, rather than just answering your questions with a single sentence or phrase, this is another sign she's interested in you. Same way, women, you want to engage with a man, you want to show you're interested, then you get back to him promptly, not days later. If there's nothing wrong with somebody texts you, go, oh, he texted me, I'm texting back in a couple minutes, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm texting back fairly soon. Don't get into the mind games, well, I think I'll wait 6 hours to text him. No, show interest. We as men love communication at that level. We do. We love women to communicate with us. We love to know that they're interested. And it's the same way, the other way around, right? You want to know that a man's interested in you. You want him to respond to you, right? Okay, what's the next point? The next point, her body language says something too. Okay, that's cool, right? When a woman is attracted to you, she leans in to engage in conversation, touches your arm, and has an open posture, arms to her sides, not crossed in front of her. Yeah, the old closed-off routine, right? You know, back away, closed off, leaning back on her chair, not going, you know, I mean extreme, if you can see me, this is an extreme look, or just kind of sitting with hands crossed on her lap, leaning back away from you. Ew. No, that ain't going to work. You just don't get it. She will remove barriers like a purse, a phone, or a glass of wine between you, right? This is a great way to tell if she feels attraction. She wants to be physically closer. Now, same thing, women. If you're interested in a man, you should do these things. Seriously. You know, men want to, they pick up on these clues. Well, yeah, they do. We do pick up on these clues. If somebody leans in and wants, you know, and the touch of the arm or the touch of the hand, that's a major, yeah, okay, she's into it. Or the other way around, and this is from my experience of being on a lot of dates in my life, if she doesn't go there, and, it, you know, it's interesting in the books on relationships, and that when two people meet and there's an attraction, even if they're introverted, they always let that down for a while, and they have a tendency to be more physical towards each other. You know, the touching of the hands, the arm, the showing a slight amount of affection. That's normal if people are attracted to each other. If they don't, that's what she says here, her body language doesn't go there. So men would go, okay, whatever, you know, okay, move on, check that one off, right? Okay, she will be her only focus. No, you will be her only focus. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. Women aren't afraid to make eye contact when they are attracted to a man, as a sure sign as if she lets her gaze linger on you. In which case, she's showing her cards. And instead of looking around for outside distractions, she's focused on you. Now, men are a little different. I'll give you something. Especially masculine men are a little different. And it's a shame because women read this wrong, okay? And it doesn't mean they're not focused on you. If a man's really into you, but if he sees a beautiful woman and he's very masculine, it will catch his attention. He will get distracted. It doesn't mean he's totally distracted, like he doesn't want to be with you. He just gets distracted. But he'll come back. He'll focus back on you. So it's a little different for masculine men. Feminine men or feminine women won't do that. They can't be. They won't be distracted. If they're into you, they're into you. I imagine it's true for masculine men, women too, who have that masculine tendency, which is nothing wrong with that. All of us have a mix of masculine and feminine energies in us. But if a woman, how do I put this? If a woman is masculine, then she would be distracted also by, you know, certain types of men that walk by. But as the article goes here, if you're a feminine woman particularly, and you want to connect with a man, show your attention. If you don't show your attention, you're probably not interested in him or not at the level of interest that would continue to move on from there. So these are things to look for. And it's the same. And a lot of it is true for same thing is really true for men. You could reverse that, and men who are into you will do basically the same thing. They will ask a lot of questions. They will try to lean in physically to get close to you. They will show the same kind of intensity towards you. They will want to know about your history, your background, who you are as a person, your interests, but also a little bit about you. They want to know a lot about you. It goes both ways. It's not just women. But it's a really fascinating study, and if you really get into it to some degree, you'll really kind of go, wow, that's amazing. Okay, so that's enough of that. Okay, we had fun today. So I guess there's no more dead people that people want to know about, any famous people. And so I'm not certain if I'm going to be here tomorrow. Either Wednesday or Thursday, I'm going to be off this week, and I have some personal things to take care of. I will probably do it tomorrow, so look and see if I'm on. And I have no idea what we're going to talk about tomorrow, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. And if you look at the episode information, you'll see that there's my website, my email address, and my phone number if you want a session. And if you want to communicate with ancestors, or if you want to communicate with somebody famous you think that might have a really good message for you personally, then give me a call. Or, yeah, I'd love to do this stuff. Or if you want to delve into your past lives. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.